Hello and welcome to the podcast for the second week of The World is Open. This is Hisham Al-Sarhan, and in today's podcast I will try to talk about the articles I selected to read for the class and the lectures of Dr. Bonk for the second week. And finally, I'll talk a little bit about my role in the debate that we had at the end of the class. As for the reading, the first reading I did for the class was from the Center for Information Behavior and the Evaluation of Research at the University of College London. This paper focused on the information behavior of the researchers of the futures, and I was interested in this article because of my area of study in information science and my background in that area. The purpose of this research was to identify new ways that might shape the behaviors of future researchers and to investigate how these new ways might differ from the ways current researchers use for their work in finding information. The study emphasized on the impact of new technologies such as the Web 2.0 on information behaviors, and an interesting term that was used in this study is the Google generation, which identify young generations or young people who were born from after 1993. In short, this paper provided lots of interesting results and recommendations related to information behavior. Just to give some examples, the digital information seeking behaviors in digital environment is characterized by being very fast and short horizontal skimming activities during which lots of time is wasted or spent during navigation rather than evaluating the quality, currency, or of the informations. It showed that also the study showed that information seeking is diverse among users because of geographical locations, genders, and type of universities and background. So what they are suggesting that one solution would not fit one technical technological solutions for information seeking would not fit all types of users. The most interesting result in this paper was related to information literacy. The research paper suggests that young people have not improved their information literacy with the access of technology, with this all of their knowledge of new technology. That hasn't affected their information literacy, didn't improve it, because as I said, people are not spending appropriate time in evaluating informations. It's technology by itself wouldn't be the answer. Young people need to be trained to know how to evaluate information and how to pick the right information that they need for their research. There are many other interesting information in this report, but I will leave it to this. The other two papers I read were two reports from the PU Internet and American Life Project. The first one was the teens content creators and teen content creators and consumers, and the second article is called Teens and Social Media. As for the class lectures, Dr. Bong presented the rest of the educational opener from his book The World is Open, and these were learning participation in open information communities such as YouTube, and electronic collaboration and interactions. The third opener is alternate reality learning, and this is related to technology such as the Second Life. Then he talked about real-time mobility and portabilities, things like the iPhones and smart phones and and finally he talked about networks of personalized learning, blogs, and Personal blogs, for example, would be something related to that, or wikis. Similar to the previous lecture, Dr. Bonk presented lots of examples and resources for each type of these technology trends or openers. At the end of his presentation, Dr. Bond shared his predictions for the future educational learning. I found that very interesting because it showed that with the right technology, there are no limits of what's coming in the future. It's very clear how technology opened the door for the whole world and provided unlimited opportunities for anyone, anywhere, and anytime to learn and improve their knowledge. Finally, I just want to talk about the debate that we had in the class. I was fortunate to participate in the debate and represent the view of Clay Shirky, the author of Cognitive Surplus, and whose view for the internet is very optimistic. Shirky encourages people to use the internet in any way possible to increase the shared content and knowledge online. He claimed that instead of wasting time by watching TVs and advertisements, people can use that time to create contents equivalent to what is already in Wikipedia and even more every year. So he believes strongly in the role of the internet and the role of social networks within the internet to have a positive impact on societies and communities. And he even believed that of that important role more than offline organization and associations such as the non-profit or professional associations, because even the simplest online projects, they can fill many kinds of different user needs. With this, I will conclude this week's podcast, and I'll talk to you next week. Goodbye.